John Von Oven, continuation of the Talk After Supper this Saturday, the 5th of October, 74. Channel One Over, and a continuation of the Talk After Supper this Saturday, the 5th of October, 74. Channel One Over, and a continuation of the Talk After Supper with Burl out in the little trailer this Saturday, the 5th of October, 74. Channel One Over, and a continuation of the Talk with Burl out in the little trailer this Saturday, the 5th of October, 74. Channel One Over, and a continuation of Talk with Burl this Saturday after Supper, the 5th of October, 74.
Yes, a fella could go up lower to the Forks of Lower to a country store.
Mm-hmm.
Go down this way and go across mountain on to Sandy.
Well, you're calling it a mountain. Call it by the name.
Well,
I just want to hear some of the
school run holler.
Yeah.
School run holler.
All those things, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, just some of those things.
You could go to Wallback, go around here on the other fork of the creek,
mm-hmm.
and go up school run holler.
Yeah. Okay. That'd be nice to get in some of that, just for the fun of it. That ain't important, you know. That's,
no.
That's just something. that's it. Now, let me tell you, there's one thing. We were talking about that out here this afternoon. Leo said he could get his mama to do things that most other people can do. About that time you came up and you said the daughter, I forget her name.
Daughter-in-law.
Yeah. That she could do that. And I said, somebody said, yes, but as long as Burl's around, can't anybody rest anyhow.
Well,
and that's what you said. I should told you.
Well, what she thinks, she thinks she's as able to work as I am.
Yes.
And as long as I'm working, why she thinks she ought to work.
Yeah.
Now, like this evening. And I, this hay, now you see, that's one thing worries her.
Yeah.
She mentioned about the potatoes. You see, the potatoes were down there in the barn two cold nights.
Yeah.
Down to freezing.
Yeah.
But were hoping they didn't freeze to chill enough, you see, by it being the first freezing weather we had. Well, she mentioned this morning before we got up about getting them potatoes to the cellar.
Yeah.
But they're still down there, you see.
Yeah.
And she said, I'll help you. Now, and I told her, I said, now, Mom, you're not able to help me. I'll get them up, but it got mixed up with this hay. Now, you see, that's what worries her about this hay proposition.
Yeah.
She thought that was essential, for that's our living.
Yeah.
And potatoes.
Yeah.
Sweet potatoes, nice potatoes.
Yeah.
So she's got an awful good point there. Working and putting up feed for livestock, taking the chance on losing our winter's food, you see what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah.
Now but, that worries her.
But when you're around, something's always going on.
Yes.
So she just can't sit down and do nothing.
She won't.
You got something going most of the time.
Try to have. A lot of times it ain't profitable, but.
Well, now you see this morning, you went to the store and was busy all morning, you see.
Yeah, yes.
That was just part of the morning, but you was busy all morning. And while you was gone, she didn't sit down and rest.
Oh, no, she won't.
She figured if you were doing something, she'd better do something, too.
Well, that's right.
Is that
she,
right?
And she is going to.
Yeah.
She's going to.
You know, it's been a nice long day. I'm ready to call it...
Quits. Well, I am, too. I'm kind of tired. Putting that hay in that loaf down there, that was a job still, mm-hmm. the way we worked it there and got it all around and left the fall there where just put it up part of the way. When a fellow goes to putting it way up over his head and bringing it from his feet and putting it right on up, don't have some place to kind of let it lay on and rest a minute.
Yeah.
Hits hard.
It's hard.
But and a hit was hard on me.
Yeah.
But you see, I thought Leo had an easier job up there than lifting it so much
yeah.
weight on the hay.
Yeah.
He had more running to do, but it was, and he lifted the hay, but it wasn't putting it up over his head, you see.
That's
what takes the pressure.
Yeah.
And he
could sort of halfway drag it if he wanted to.
Yes, yes.
But now riding the tractor, that don't bother you.
Well, yes. Bothers me in my couplings.
Oh, really?
Yes. Now, this is getting to the repair of the tractor, but it was grinding on me. My son-in-law, he, in using the tractor, back when we first got it, he would, at a spring there, the seat sprung, you know. Well, that was springy for him, and he liked to swing up and down, and he would, when he'd go to put his foot on the wake, while he'd hit the wake a couple of times and jolt up and down on the seat, and it would spring. Well, he worked the spring so much, you know, spring steel will break after a while.
Yeah.
So he broke the spring.
Yeah.
Well, we had to put a block under it and just had about half of the spring, a little bit of spring in it, but not very much. Well, that just killed me. Broke me too here.
Oh, really?
That tractor is hard something to ride if you ain't got some spring. If you ain't got a good spring under the seat, it'll break you in two.
Yeah.
Just like riding just like you were riding the rail there on the rake.
Yeah.
Whenever you hit solid, there wasn't no spring there.
Oh, no.
Well, you couldn't go very much for
yeah.
riding it all day, and you'd be broken, too.
Yeah. So when you got off, you couldn't straighten up?
No. And it still bothers me now. Now, I'm... riding the tractor I done today hurts me across here.
Mm-hmm. But that was a tractor.
And she knows that the hit does that. Mm-hmm. That's another thing with it. Mm-hmm. And, of course now, it got so hard for me to ride the tractor, I went to International Place and I forget what the spring cost me out of reason, but I bought one. Bought a new spring.
Oh. Oh, you got a new spring on there?
Yes, sir. And yet it's hard to ride.
Yeah. You know, I was having trouble. I had to quit riding the tractor at all there for a while. I'd get on it and down at that prostate. It seems like a little vibration down there would get that sort of upset.
Mm-hmm.
And they tell me that it's so complicated down there with the blood vessels and all
mm-hmm.
that just a little irritation will spread.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the first thing I knew, you see, I had a fever and I was my back was hurting and I'd have to get them antibiotic pills out, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And if I went ahead and finished my job, I'd do it on them pills. Well, that mm-hmm. wasn't right.
No.
Well, sir, the funniest thing happened. We kept trying it, and I had no idea it ever worked. One thing I did, I got a little inner tube by like that. It didn't quite do it, but it helped. And then this is several months later, Faye came up with something. She had a little old sofa pillow, just like uh-huh. you got on your divan in there.
Yeah, yeah.
And she says, well, stick that on there and see if that helps any. And you know what? I haven't had any trouble since.
Well, I know.
Now, just that little.
Mm-hmm.
And what I was thinking, you see, they've got these, all these cushioned seats these days.
Yeah.
That cost you $100. Yeah. And they've yeah. got foam rubber and yeah. one thing or another in yeah. there and springs, too.
Yeah.
Why, it'd be more comfortable than sitting in your parlor.
Well, now, this, we didn't have a shed for our tractor for so long, and we had a good seat on the old tractor.
Did you?
And it played out, and like I said, my son-in-law, he'd worked himself, and he's a pretty good-sized man.
He seemed.
And he broke the seat off here,
mm-hmm.
around the bolt hole. So I had to take the seat off of my horse drawn mowing machine. That's what's on the tractor now.
Yeah.
And it's hard, you see. No, it's metal.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I have the sheepskin now.
Yeah. Well, that sheepskin is a help.
It helps, yes. But like you say, your foam rubber would help more.
Yeah. Well, now, you know, I've got a 3-inch piece that I put onto one of these machines.
Yeah.
I got a 3-inch piece, and then I've got inch pieces that I doubled and
yeah,
all.
Yeah.
And that stuff's not very costly anymore.
No.
And you can put a cloth or something around it, or put mm-hmm, it in a pillow strip, mm-hmm. and yeah.
It's worthwhile.
It's worthwhile. Yeah. I haven't used it enough. I would mm-hmm. use it more.
Yeah, yes. Well, now there's a lot of complications to situation like we have here.
Yeah.
Fella could say a lot of things. Might be right, and he might not. Maybe wouldn't sound just right, so...
Well, now, that little tractor puts break down to where the teeth.
It's too low, and the guard. The guard's on the way, drags the ground and puts them out of place.
Yeah.
And I can't get them to understand that.
Oh, really? You mean they just don't pay attention to it? Don't seem to understand it? Now, you bought 15 or 20 of those teeth at one time.
More than that. About $14 worth. I think 25. These. And a year or so back, I bought a whole case, 50.
Yeah.
So if the rake is used right, and you keep your meadow right, them teeth is supposed to touch.
Just barely touch.
Touch and go on, and you don't have to. You don't. Well, the teeth is too costly for to just get on there and buggy-ride and break them.
Yeah. All sorts of things happen.
Yes.
Go to bed.
Well, I say so. I expect Mom's already in the bed.
Now that's a talk after supper. We finished up Channel 1 right, and this is on Channel 1 over, around 200 I'd say. And in the talk after supper, this marvelous Saturday, the 5th of October, 74. Talk out in the little trailer after we put up the hay, and it may be the last hay of the season, and it may be the last season. And this is Channel 1 over, around 200, and the end of the talk, after supper, this Saturday, the 5th of October, 74.
I'll just see if this is the right microphone I'm using.
Well, we don't want you to. I'll tell Guy this.
Okay, just stand there at the door.
When I bought that heifer out there, I bought her and her mammy.
Yeah.
And this old fellow up here, he wanted me to come up there. His wife couldn't milk on kind of sore hands. Wanted me to come up there and go and help him milk her out. Her tits was just about like that much of my arm.
Oh, really?
Front tits was.
Good Lord.
And when I got her milked out, I got a 10-quart bucket of milk put in it. And I didn't get turned around till he had a can of this here bag balm that he got at the farm store. It's for good for information in a cow sack, you know, if they got a pit hurt or anything, and it'll cure that up quicker than anything any save you.
Oh, your middle finger there.
Yes, sir.
What'd so, you do? You got.
So he just before I could turn around, he just opened that bag bomb up and great big can of it that tall and that big round. Palmed his fingers in there and got whole gob on his fingers and just went swiping that cow's tits. Why, I said, man alive, I said, that calf will never suck them tits. Well, he said, I never thought about that. I said, if that cow was mine, I'd take her in the barn, put that calf in the barn, wash that cow's tits off. That calf won't suck that. Never suck them. And I'd turn that cow in to the calf twice a day and hold them back tits and make it suck them front tits after I got them cleaned up. Well, he said, "Will you help me take her in?" I said, "Yes." "Now wash your sack and fix her up." And we got talking coming over here, and he proposed selling her to me. Said he was going to sell her. I said, "Well, I'll buy." Give him $280 for her. And the calf was just a week old.
Yeah.
Less than a week old. Well, I didn't want to fool with her. The calf wouldn't take all the milk. So I took her to market. And I wanted the baby calf to put on a cow I had here that would own one. Well, went out there and I sold the cow by the pound. She brought me my money. I just paid for both of them.
Oh, I see.
Well, I sold my baby calf by the head and I bid it back in $61 and brought it back home. And the missus up there said to me when she talked to me the next day or two, said, "Did you get your baby calf?" I said, "Yeah." Didn't tell her the details. Back 2 or 3 months later, I told her the details, told her I had that old cow's calf that I bought off her. She said, "You hateful thing, you lied to me. Said you bought one." Over the fence, so I said, "I did. I sold my own calf and I bought it." So that damn calf's profit.
Yeah.
That's what I want to tell you. Don't look like too much profit, but it'll count up.
Well, now let me see. I don't quite get that. How this con cast profit? I missed a step.
Why? Well, you see, I bought the cow and calf for $280.
Yeah.
Took the cow to market.
Yes.
And sold her. She brought my money back.
Sure.
Well,
why are you talking about this one?
I am. This was one of them. I sold this one as a baby calf by the head. I wanted the baby calf, and I was wanting to make...
Oh, was this the baby calf?
Yes, sir. This mammy here was the baby calf,
yeah.
And I bought her and brought her back home.
Yeah.
My own calf.
How much she weigh now?
Oh, not very much. She's poor. But she's a right much chunk of profit, ain't she?
Yeah. Well, now, let me tell you, when did you get into this deal, Burl? Yesterday? This morning?
This deal what?
With these calves, these cows.
Oh, I've been in, they belong to me. They was over to my boys.
But they belong to you?
Yes, sir. They belong to me. I had them over there, and he was going to feed out his fodder. From his patch of corn he raised.
I see.
Well, bit it, and they quit eating it, won't eat it.
Yeah.
They take hybrid fodder. Stalk don't like it like they used to like the old-time fodder.
Yeah.
They won't eat it to do any good. That's the reason they fields of it rode down with the corn picker and disc up on the ground with the...
So now, I actually think you are back in business.
Well, I ain't got out yet. Ain't got out of business yet. That's what worries her.
She wants you to get out of business, and you keep getting in.
Well, no, I'm just in and can't get out.
Yeah. Well,
I've been trying, but I missed my judgment like a lot of other people.
Now, you got some more there you got to haul over?
Yes, sir. Four more.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you one thing before you go. We had that talk yesterday morning, you remember? That wind jamming.
Yeah.
And you were getting the best of me. And I remember when it started, I said, just sort of out of the blue, I said, you had limped a little bit, and you said it was in your back and your coupling. And a little later, I just sort of picked it up. I said, some people think heat's good for things like that.
Heat? Yeah.
And you come back, and I can't quite say what you said. You said that the remedy is in the mind.
I said a lot of times it's in your head.
Uh-huh. How'd you say that?
Well, that's as near as I could remember now. I said, well, a lot of times, a lot of these images is in your head.
Yes, yes. In other words, that heat might was just in my head.
Yeah. Could, maybe.
Well,
so,
now.
So that's where I get in trouble a lot of times, saying things like that. I didn't mean to. For you to take offense at it, but maybe Mom thought that you might, you see,
yeah.
But I don't think you did,
yeah.
The way you're laughing now.
Well, you see, I've been sitting in there in the tub, you see, every morning for
yeah.
breakfast, and
yeah.
that's heat, you see, so I figured I was prescribing that for you.
Yeah, and you know what I said when you... You mentioned something another like that yesterday.
Yeah.
I said, I don't have time to do that.
Yes. Yes. Too much going on.
So no fools, no fun.
Well, now, look here. This little cow, just as soon as you put that clover in there... She just smelled it, and the first thing you know, she had her...
She went to eating.
She
sure.
went to eating.
Sure, yes.
So
yes.
She's already at home?
She's already, yes.
Has she lived over here?
Oh, yes. I raised her here the last spring.
I see.
Sure.
Well, y'all have a good trip.
About that baby calf here.
Yeah. Well, there ain't no use of me sitting by the telephone then.
No.
Well, I'm just sitting in there expecting a call from you. And here I walked out just to get a breath of air.
And it was here.
Huh? Yes, here.
Well, I thought about calling, but they no use calling when you have to make the trip anyhow.
Yes.
See, that just throws 40 or 50 cents into the telephone company's jackpot, and they get enough off a poor man.
Oh, yes. Yes, they're not suffering.
No, no.
So you're all heading back now to Ripley?
Yes, I think we'd better, for it might rain. The weatherman said rain.
Said rain?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Tonight. So we'll have to do some work here, and that is, if you don't mind, Guy, staying here and looking at the thing, had there been somebody in or down yonder, or I seen where there'd been a car drove down in now and looked like backed out and turned or something.
That was me.
It was. Well, no. You see what I done now. I thought, and the daughter-in-law helped me. She was going into Ripley to take the old lady who lives right close by pay some bills and to the bank. And I thought that Mom ought to have a little more rest, so I got around Doris and had her to mention about her staying. So she agreed to it, and I told her, I said, that's what I think you ought to do, is to stay here and rest up, and we'll be back. I intended on going back maybe and staying till morning, but since Leo's gone, we'll probably come in tonight, back out there and unload the stuff.
Let me tell you, bro, while I think about it, don't give that little dog away. That little dog is too good-natured, and he don't eat much. They just play. That's the biggest pair you ever saw.
Oh.
Now, Skipper is the one that does the barking.
Yeah.
But this little dog is so good-natured, and he plays.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
You just never find anything like him. And he looks like a young dog.
Yes, I believe he is.
Maybe one of your grandchildren will want him sometime.
Well,
But in the meantime, he... And you see... Ain't anybody has to holler at them, tell them to watch out, or else they'll get out there in the road and get run over, you see. They just play out here.
And then that skipper there, it's amusing to watch him. And I don't know if he would just pick up and go on. Now, when I start out and holler for Imogene, he's right out there and through the gate first to win.
Yes.
Like a cow dog.
Yes.
But he'll go out along there, and if I go out to the turning point there, when he sees Imogene coming, only time he's ever run her, he started up like he was going to jump on her, and she took after him.
Yeah.
And he run her to the house, but he was in front. So that's not a very good guy, though.
No. Now, let me tell you, Leo, you know how Leo does. He gets busy and does all these things. You see, I've been milking since I was 6 years old, and I can milk Imogene. Now, you want me to milk Imogene tonight, or will you get back? See, I'm a milker. I love to milk.
You do?
Oh, yes. I milk with both hands, just like that. I used to milk at a dairy.
Well, yes, you can milk her. Yeah.
But I tell you
she
what, I never got my muscles up to the point where I could get more than 5 gallons at one sitting. But with them old Holstein cows, you see, 5 gallons is a lot, because it's hard to get out.
Yes, yeah.
Them Holstein.
Yes, they are. They. That's one fault I've got to the Holsteins, and then they give too much milk.
Yeah.
Now, Imogene gives enough milk for us, but I was thinking of coming out tied up anyhow, and I hate to turn this dry. I may just go to market and buy me a baby calf. They say maybe Leo said that. He seen them or heard of them selling for $3.
Yeah.
Well, she'll make a veal calf out of a $3 calf.
Yeah.
And by 1st of January, veals will be $40 or $50, $100.
They just got to be.
For there ain't going to be any.
There ain't going to be any.
People is just having to sell their stuff.
Yeah. You know, one reason I think it's all going like this is that people have raised so little feed, they just don't have anything to take them on.
Yes, and I seen on the 12 o'clock news, noon news over Charleston, the farmers out west, they're ahead up about this grain deal being called off to Russia. They think that that's going to put their grain down. They said it was the drought at first, and then the rain, and then the frost. And said they was doing their best to salvage what of the corn they could.
Yeah. Yeah.
And save it. Leo, what are you going to do? Why? This side gate right here wouldn't do, would it? How wide is your truck? Well, that'll do.
Go ahead, Burl. Don't stop. I just...
I heard them talking, two or three or four of them, over the television.
Yeah.
That they was put out. They thought this grain deal stopping this import of the grain was going to put the prices of the crop down so low that they... One fellow said that they had bought fertilizer that had been imported and paid a high price for it, and now stopping the importing the grain back, why, they didn't see how they was going to survive, you see.
Yeah.
So I tell you what,
that'll make a difference.
Oh, yes.
Well, a little fellow like you, you see, they have big shots. I mean, they have big operators.
Big
I mean, they have hundreds and hundreds of them.
Well, we're out of the picture.
Yes. You're out of the picture.
Yeah. So far as, right. I'm called a farmer here in Clay County.
Yeah.
But out in the West, I'd be a gardener, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, you just a dime store variety.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Oh, they go into it. It's shameful.
Yeah. Well, it's just one of these things that a fella don't know how to cope with. He don't know how to figure.
Yeah.
And the reason I'm in the mess with my cattle, I just misjudged last spring. If I'd have knew that the thing was going to be like it is now, I'd have sold every hoof property I had.
Yes, and bought it back.
Good, yes. How's that? Well, right here is this piece here. We'll see about that. We might just put it up on top.
Yeah, with that and cows, you can just tie it.
I don't know. Do you have standard holes?
Let's go see how it is.
Well, all right.
John went over around 500, and the end of this 15 or 20 minutes talk on this surprise arrival of Burl by himself with a little cow and a beautiful calf this Monday afternoon, the 7th of October, 74. It just shows that his heart is out here. He's just in his element. He just can't tell enough about it. And Leo is on his, he met Leo, and Leo turned right around, and here Leo is going back. They're going back and get the rest of these animals. There's four or five more of them. 2 minutes for Burl to move in one trip in his pickup truck. And this is it. This Monday afternoon, when we didn't really expect him, this 7th of October, 74. Four, channel one right over, channel one over, around 500. And he's reporting right here through the door. He's standing outside looking in and reporting through the door of this little trailer. The first time he's done that. This Monday, about 4 o'clock, I guess, I judge, as I remember, this Monday, the 7th of October, 74.
People out here in the country start not telling you what things cost. That's the first thing we always talk about. I mean, you just took for granted anybody won't know what it costs.
Well, they get a few people that's funny.
Huh?
They get a few people that's funny.
Oh.
And he's one of them. Them two. They're just two of a kind.
Oh, both of them. Neither one of them wants to give you the price. Now, who is old man Nichols? He lives down the road here?
And he's up there where this, he started in the house, then ended up with the trailer. And living in a shanty.
Well,
got a basement started down, and bought a trailer, and that's fast, living in a trailer.
Yeah.
And he got four or five dogs up there, and they're all in the house,
yeah.
Big dogs. And he'll go to the store and buy chickens and feed them dogs. And they ain't worth a hoot.
And cook the chicken.
No.
You mean give them?
He don't give them to. He gives them to them all. Now that's what his friend said. Told you.
Yeah.
Told me. Friend right here at the first house, and he lives up fourth house.
the fourth Sunday, in other words.
Yeah. Well, is he worked?
Some, yeah. Worked on this. Well,
it's good, Leo.
His wife gets relief for the illegitimate grandchild they're raising.
Yeah.
And they'll go to the store together. Now, I've seen this with my own eyes. And heard it. I don't have your sense for this. They was over that country store. Getting the groceries. Well, she was following hers in one place, and he was following his in another. And the man just picked them all up and put the two piles of groceries together. And Mr. Nichols come around. He said, "Here," he said, "this is mine, that belongs to her. And it all goes to the same house," he said. So she paid for hers with food stamps, and he paid for his with money.
Yeah. Yeah.
That man and wife doing the like of that.
Well, I don't believe I've ever seen that done.
Well, I'd have moved on out, wouldn't you, if I was that near lit up? I'd just move on out.
I see.
I don't know what. I don't know what's the trouble, but they're not cooperating.
Yeah. But he don't do any farming up there.
Don't do nothing.
No more than I have to.
He don't do that. I don't know how he gets by.
Now this truck could go halfway up. I heard that flip then.
Well, it's just getting ready to flip up. So, like I say, I call it link letter. People are funny. You don't know. Now that grocery business happened before I seen Perry pick them up and put them together. He just went over. Separated. So I don't know what country's coming to.
You out of toast, I'll butter you one.
Hmm?
You out of toast, I'll butter you a piece.
No, I don't want any more. 3 pieces is all I ever eat. 3 pieces is all I ever eat.
You don't need a piece with your oatmeal?
No, sir, I don't. I eat my bacon with my oatmeal.
Oh.
Eat bacon, drink my coffee.
As a fellow says, that's sort of getting things crossed up. You're supposed to eat bacon with eggs. Bacon and eggs, don't you know?
Well. I'm
a lot of the youngins, you know, they have, that's why they have these separated plates to eat out of. Keep the food from getting mixed. A lot of youngins don't like to mix it. Only thing I eat together is bread and eggs.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to tell you about Emmeline. Now, I just milked around, and she just barely gave out enough for me to say I was milking. And I thought, well, I'm going to have a little trouble. So I started back around, and you know she gave that milk down, and it just came right out, and it didn't take any time to milk her.
Well, that's right. That's the way she does.
Is that the way she does?
Yeah, that's the way she does. She just, when you go to milking her, you think, well, she ain't going to get none.
Yeah.
You go around and get about a spoonful out of each tip, maybe, and then just give her a little time. Hello? No, I was eating breakfast. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Well, now, is he at home? And in other words, he needs help to eat. Well, now. I don't get to go out. I'll try to call it. Yes. Well, all right. We'll now. Mom didn't come back yesterday, she wasn't feeling too good, and then we had a load of cattle, you see, last night, and she was weighed in a truck with cattle. That's one reason I didn't bring her back yesterday morning with me, and she's nervous, you know, and afraid. So. Well, I tell you what, that fella just drove over up there. Yes, but, still, if they go, you know, cowboys, if they go to twisting around much, pickup, they'll just throw you all over the road, you know. Well, yes, well as usual. And you fellas okay. Well, Clarence got back up for Sunday all right, did he? Well, I hate to. Yeah. Yeah, well, that's what he said. That's what he told me. He said it was good for him. And it is. That's right. Well, all right, you better do the same. And if I hear anything, I'll let you know. Well, and if you need this for anything, holler. Well, all right, bye. Well, Pip, Betty was to see him Sunday, and he asked about me and Icy. Wanted to know if we're still up here. And He's awfully, well, he's not satisfied. He wants to get home. And they don't, they just bring his food. See, he can't use his left hand. And they just bring his food and set it down.
Yeah.
He don't get the proper care. He don't get the proper attention. Not a getting food enough.
Yeah.
So I don't blame Ruth. Now, Ruth take care of
him. You gonna bring him home?
Yes, she went to see the doctor. And Reddy had to leave before she come back. And so Reddy didn't find out when. But now Ruth was upset and was going to bring him home. And I don't blame them. If they're not, here you take a sick man,
Hey, God, mister.
Hold. We'll go out there and see somebody out there.
If they offer you a price for him and you don't take him and put him in there, that's all you won't maybe not get that much out of him.
Yes, I'd lost almost $50 on those cow boots.
That's the way they do you out there.
Well, I'll tell you what,
like that. Go right ahead, like that. Go to a neighbor. You would have done that
neighbor. I went to.
Oh, I see.
I sent a cow out down by Icy and Larry, a little boy, one of the dozen, two boys, and Penn Hooper walked up and offered him $175 that way back then.
Yeah.
The boys was in school, and they got off from school. I couldn't go, I was driving bus, and they wouldn't take it. And I got $146 for on the inside.
Well, how you figure that?
Well, in other words, them pinhookers goes in there and bids on them. They know what they already offered you for. They know.
In other words, now listen, Ted. Here's the way it is. Them pinhookers out there is the buyers inside.
They're the buyers inside. See, if they offer you a price on the outside, you won't take it. You don't get that much on the inside.
And well, here, you see, they make money either way. If they buy. On the outside, this has been done to me. The last boot I sold on the outside out there, this old big parson, and he's a big buyer for packing houses. He turned to a boy, he said, of course he knows the boy. He said, go in there and turn this calf in your name. Well, he bought it in the other fellow's name. And he made, him and that boy made $8 or $10 on it, and the packing house paid him.
Yeah.
Now that's the setup out there.
Well,
I'll help you get that cow out. And like I say, if you want to get him out there, why,
Junior,
so
I'll come get him in, you see.
Yeah, well, we can get him in Thursday evening. Like I say, I'd really, if you wanted to send them all, that many, I'd really rather we'd take them all at once.
Get away!
There's
a bull tail, that's cow, and two heifer tails.
Well, we'll work out something, and I'll help you get that cow out this evening. Let's drive. Now, it's like I said, I'd rather help him as to load the three calves and then load the old cow. I've got an hour's work of cleaning my truck up.
Mm-hmm.
Two times.
Yeah.
And now that's another thing that gripes Mom. We got that truck. That's the only transportation we've got.
Yeah.
She don't like to haul cattle in.
Yeah.
It's like a lot of people is about the automobiles. They don't like to haul feed in them.
Yeah.
The automobile.
Yeah. Because you know what happens.
Yes. Yeah. So that's the way it goes. So I don't know. It's just. Well, if I couldn't have a thought no more than he can. And they're just as wild as my stars alive.
Oh, are they?
Crazy. They go crazy. They'll go through a fence.
They can do it.
Time I bought them six head of calves off of him. Up there. Got them all in the run chute there to get them into the loading them, right? And they went through, two of them went through the fence before they'd go up the loading and shoot.
Yeah.
Just calves now.
Yeah. You know, it's amazing what they can do in getting through a fence.
They, that little old poor cow,
yeah,
could break the most offense I've got if she wanted to.
Yeah.
She'd take a notion. They've got power. They've got the weight to do it.
They got the weight to do it. Yeah. They're just all muscle.
Yeah, that's right. So, I don't know. Yeah. Well, now there's a lot to consider. Now, it was like the cattle, you see, he don't want to go. He's going to give his stuff away.
Mm-hmm. And you haven't got enough feed to take him on for the winter?
No. So, he wouldn't tell him that anyway. Yes, I could buy him. But I couldn't buy him like Bill Trail out there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean. I've always been giving him a fair price, but now he don't know the down like they are. He don't know what he's getting into.
Yeah. He just made up his mind to sell it.
Yes, sir. Made up his mind to sell it.
Well, what? You haven't finished oatmeal.
No.
Let's go finish it.
Well, you see, it worries me. I hate to take stuff out there. I'm getting nothing out of it.
Now, what's the matter with this cow up here? He can't get a hold of that cow. I thought she had a calf.
I don't know. They're just wild, and I don't know why. I don't know why. But one reason, I think, when he carries his hay out the wintertime, cut him off a pitchfork handle, about so long. Sticks
yeah.
That in a bale of hay and throws it across the shoulders and carries it out. When he first went up there,
My son-in-law had a bull with a big long horn. Herford bull, honey bull.
Yeah.
Well, he was afraid of him. He'd used pitchfork on him.
On the bull?
Yeah. So, if your stalk don't have confidence in you, you can't do nothing with them.
Yeah.
Take a horse. If a horse don't have confidence in you, you can't do nothing with it. If you're pulling a horse to a heavy load and get him started and pull him till he gets out of breath, he loses confidence in you.
Yeah.
A lot of people think that if you're going up a steep bank and a horse gets a load started, run him right on up to the top.
Yeah.
Well, if he can run up to the top, he can start it anywhere on the bank, for a horse can start more than they can walk with.
Oh, can they?
Yes, sir. They've got confidence in you, they'll do it too.
So you don't have to run him all
no,
the way up
sir.
The bank?
No, sir, you don't. And that's the same way with cattle, same way with old Imogene.
Yeah.
I can be mean to her. Now, I was over there here a while back. She, forget what she done. Maybe stomped her. Like I acted like she was going to kick or something. Well, I had, if you notice, I've got some sticks
yeah.
that I walk with in the corner.
Yeah.
Now, that's not to fight her with. But I just picked up one. A lot of times keeps me from falling on rough places to walk with. Well, I just walked around the side. Well, she went crazy.
Oh, she did.
You can't be mean to stalk and do anything with them. Don't care who it is or what kind it is. Am I right or not, Theo?
That's right.
You got that stick after there in the stall?
Yes, sir.
And then when she got out, she was just went crazy.
Oh, no. Right in the stall. I had to knock her back to keep her from going out. She was leaving now.
Oh.
No. Not.
Oh.
She was all right after I cleaned up and treated her like she ought to be. She soon forgot.
Uh-huh. What'd you do? Just speak to her?
Well, went ahead of milking her, taking care of her like I always do.
Yeah.
Well, now, you see, I didn't know that about a horse pulling. That they can start more than they can pull.
Just break it down to yourself. We can have a heavy load right out there. We can get a hold of that, and maybe we can lift it off of the ground.
Yeah.
3 or 4 inches. But can't straighten up and walk with it. It's reasonable.
Yeah.
A true pulling horse can get right down and he can inch a load maybe 6 inches that he can't step with.
Oh.
Reasonable. Got to use a little common horse sense in a thing like that.
That's hard to say. Well, what I think about it is, you see, take a fellow like me that doesn't know that, how would I ever find it out, you see? It'd take you a long time to find that out. You could work your horses to death while you was finding out something like that.
If you didn't know more than the horse, you could.
Yeah.
Leo was a victim to say that, and I beat him to it. If you don't know no more than the animal, why you're in bad shape. The animal work you more than you work it.
Yes. Yes, I know. Well, that's what happened.
Sure, that's right. That's the reason a lot of people can't work horses. That's the reason went back when in the horse and buggy days, as the saying is, that's the reason there was so many bulky horses.
This wooden pole.
Yes.
Guy?
Yeah.
Maybe that's the reason your cow is giving you such a hard time. You just want me more than they did.
Yeah, that's
ma'am, before you can learn, well, just like take it down to book learning. Before you can learn me anything out of a book, you've got to know it before you can learn it to me. Isn't that right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you've got to know how to work a horse.
But I know that I've found out a lot of things, have a little at a time, eventually, you see. But ain't anyone to tell you them things. You just got to get them yourself.
Well, that's the best.
Your daddy never set you down and told you how to handle a horse.
Well, he gave me an awful good idea.
He talked to you about
it? He knowed how to handle a horse.
Oh, you watched him?
Right.
Handle more of his life, that was his main choice of living.
So he knows.
Yeah. But he never just told you anything.
Yes, certainly, yeah.
Just bring it down to this. I don't have a boy, but what can go out here and handle a horse?
Yeah.
Got some that can handle them better than others.
Oh, you mean all your boys can handle a horse?
They were joined to it.
Yeah.
And back them days, Now they learned to handle a tractor.
Yeah.
And equipment. Back them days, the source of living was horsepower.
Yeah, but you see, they know they have to study a tractor if they're going to work on it or anything. And you can take a horse and work him, and
you have to study him too. If you don't, if you can't figure the horse and figure his disposition, you can't work him to do any good.
Well, I never had that attitude. Now, that's the first time I ever heard that, Burl.
Well, that's right.
Well, you've got to study a horse.
Well, back when I was had that good pair of horses, old Martin Doc, I could tell a load that they could move before I ever hooked on it.
Yeah.
Unless there's some unforeseen thing that I couldn't just look at, foul somewhere where you couldn't see.
Mm-hmm.
And if it did one pull on it and couldn't move it, why, no, there's something wrong.
Yeah.
Done something. If it wasn't foul nowhere, it got more power.
Yeah.
Didn't do it by mistreating my horses. A lot of people left out. Way they do, if they couldn't move a load, why they'd go to whooping the horses. Well, that's where they lose confidence in you.
You don't whoop them to make them move?
Not if they needed to whoop them. If they don't, why, I don't. You can get more out of anything by being good to it than you can by being mean to it.
Well, when the horse is pulling, you don't speak rough to them.
Necessarily, no.
Yeah.
If you've got them under the proper control, whenever you raise your voice, why, they know it.
Yeah.
If they get, that puts them on their toes, that kind of frightens them. Mm-hmm. Am I right or not?
100% right, he says. Well, your daddy made his living with horses. He handled horses all the time. That's the reason he come back from Ohio. He'd rather handle horses than stay up there.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
Couldn't keep no horses. And after he moved to, after he left the farm here, not able to do anything, moved to Clendenin, back on the back side of the lot, he got a permit from the town, built him a little barn, bought him a mule. Put him in the barn down and fed him, didn't have a bit more need for him than a wagon had for 5 wheels.
Yeah. Just for company.
Right.
I'm better.
Oh, I'll tell you what. And as far as gets into a certain way of life, it's hard to get away from it. And in the wrong way, why you're in bad.
Yeah. Well, what's happened to that cow today? He can't get that cow, you suppose. Have you any idea? She's out there in the woods and goes down there in the meadow and he can't get her. Oh, you said, of course, you're just wild.
Well, here is what it is, and all's the matter with her. He don't know how to handle stock. And if he had his stock, if he knows, would fool with him, be around him. He claims he can do that, but when he goes to move him from one place to another, he can't.
Yeah.
If you go to pressing in on him too much, if they don't willingly go, and you have to press in on him, he can't do nothing with him, for they're smarter than he is.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. I figured he was...
Well, now, I don't know, might have trouble, but I can change my cattle here from one field to another. Myself.
Yeah.
Yeah, last fall when I went to sell my calves, I was a little afraid. The calves is usually always wild. I was a little afraid. Couldn't get them in myself out there where we've got that pit. I built that wing up there purposely to grill them in there. So he had his truck then, and I called up for him to come down and help me get my calves and load them, shoot and load them. Well, it's easy going driving down the hill over there. I was easing them down in there, and before he got down and started up the driveway, I eased in on him, closed the gate on him, had him all in the loading bin when he got here.
Oh, you got here?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
and
they...
And it takes all hands and the cooks to get the stuff a little grilled in up there.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I just can't explain what's happened.
do this talk. They was raised. Me and the younger boys here raised Latin Head. Wicked animal. But now I don't know.
Well, now this fella, young fella up here, that's got that cow that he leaves her woods. Now, would you say he knows how to handle a cow? He just lets her out and she stays around there?
No.
Lives off the country.
Well,
you'll have to handle when you turn it out to the common.
Yeah, that's
turned
right.
Out to the commons, Leo said.
That's right. That's right. He's not a handle, no, he's not taken care of. He's letting the people take care of her. In other words, sponging off of the people.
Well, she's no bother to him.
A cow don't know no better. A brute don't.
Bother to them, but
you sure a lot of bother to other people.
Yeah.
Well, that wouldn't be no enjoyment to me. My stuff was out here running up and down the road.
Yeah. My stuff would get run over if they was out.
Well, mine would too.
But nothing ever happens to his.
Well, it hasn't so far.
Let me tell you, let's go in there and sit down, and I'll be the dishwasher.
Well, I'm going to have to go milk him.
Oh, yeah, it's time for him.
But I have to drink my coffee. I can't drink it soon. Huh?
Well...
So, best thing hound talk is something.
You didn't have any trouble loading up last night in the dark?
Well, not too much. It was one calf. Raffled Leo pretty much. The rest of them, they was, you know, we just was right out, the barn was right out in the open, just like driving them into that door now.
I got him low, didn't
I? We got him in about a 16 to 20 little log building. They wasn't bad to load. Biggest job was sinking the wheel down so they could jump up in. They had to jump up like jumping up on this table.
Oh, did they?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they were pretty well trained then. You mean that high up?
Almost, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Almost.
Yeah.
Bumper wasn't. His back bumper wasn't quite on the ground.
And they do that.
They did.
You get after them with the right stuff, they'll do it.
Huh?
You get after them with the right stuff, they'll go.
What'd you have? Your rod?
And the rod and staff. Extra man.
Did you have an extra man?
That was my extra man.
Yeah.
We didn't load them like we loaded yours.
They'll have to go somewhere.
Yeah.
They have to go.
When that lady bought yours, we didn't load them out there like I loaded them down there.
Yeah.
Never scratched one of them.
Well, I don't know. I don't know whether. If you're still here, I don't know whether I got a trip for you or not.
Now, if Mama don't straighten up, I'm going to be here. If Mama don't get straightened up, I'm going to be here. That's all there are to it. I'm doesn't come in. And I'm here, and I'm not going to be like I told Lowell and Susie, or Lowell. Just like I told him, I just got him out yourself, and I told him, I said, you can get another mother-in-law, but you sure can't get another mother. Well, I've never saw her in a condition like she was in last night. I've never saw that.
They ain't any of the young'uns knows what I've seen.
What's that?
The young'uns don't know.
Is that right?
What I've seen. That's why she means so much to me, more than money, more than the spaceship.
Yeah. Well,
one thing's wrong with Pitt now. He's not satisfied with that, not waiting on him. And you take that Ruth, she's just good to him. And she'll feed him, make him eat every bite he'll eat. That's all she's got to do. And she has our last man, this is the third man. First man got killed in a truck wreck. A car run off of a bridge and dropped on the railroad. Okay. So her second man, they took him over to the Spencer State Hospital, and she'd go over there and feed him, see that he'd get his meals. She stayed in her room, and at meal time she'd be on hands. See that man hit.
Yeah.
A lot of them don't think. Well,
the last thing Mama asked me last night is if I could get breakfast and keep things up, take care of things up here. Jack, Michelle, are you sure you can get breakfast?
Well, she's the main thing was them cattle are coming back. That's what had her upset. She was in. She's nervous now. I tell you, you take a cow, if they're not there, they well a calf. That's 500-pound bull calf. That's Leo, so he could walk that truck.
Yeah.
And that scares him.
That's scary when you're sitting up there in front.
That's why.
You feel that old trumping around back there?
And that's why, now Larry's going to make a special trip out here, him and Doris, or Doris, maybe, to bring her home. Well, she's not being mistreated by most of them anyhow. I'm not going to be when I'm around.
No, she don't look like she's ever been mistreated very much. Leo, there's plenty of that other coffee out there at the trailer.
Here, there's another jar left
there. Oh, there is.
Yeah, there's enough, babe.
Coffee over in the brew.
Oh, I didn't know there's another one. That's the reason I got one of them big ones. I got a big jar put out there at the trailer.
Oh, you did, man. Oh, yeah.
I thought Leo's was getting low.
Yeah.
But he'd already considered that, and he had an extra one.
Well, now, you take a bag of coffee. The doctor says to help Mom not drink it. Drink one cup for breakfast, and then thank her the rest of the time.
Yeah. You don't know the difference if you don't see the bottle.
Now, that's just what you think. Who don't know the difference? You might not.
I play like I got off on the wrong key that time.
Your dog missed you now. You just spoke out of tongue. You just spoke something you didn't know. That
don't work in your case?
Well, in other words, you take somebody that's just happy-go-lucky. Maybe better not finish it up. But you know, caffeine in regular coffee will keep you awake.
It don't keep me awake.
Now I'm going to go ahead and say this. You take a fellow that don't have a care in the world, why, there ain't anything that keeps him awake. I didn't want to say that, but you made
it. It's been coming on some time.
Well, at any rate, the folks are talking, and my opinion.
Yeah.
Here's the point. I know. Here's why I say that. Might not work on everybody, I'll say. I just had to get off on some funny stuff there. But
when, Simon?
Yeah, Mom can drink 3 cups of that coffee. Cup of the morning, cup at night, cup at dinner, and cup at night, and she won't sleep. She'll just roll and tumble.
Well, it affects her that much.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
It does. And, well, if I drink, one time, one night, since you've always been up here, I drunk regular coffee so much I couldn't sleep. Never slept very much.
Oh, really?
Just catnap.
Yeah. Yeah.
I drink so much of it, I'm immune to it. It don't bother me. Well, that's the reason he's got so much of the caffeine in his system. That's the reason he can go ahead and drive all night and drink coffee.
Yeah.
Once in a while.
Yeah.
That's simple. That's the reason.
Well, he can do it.
Yeah. Yeah, now I got so sleepy and so restless last night coming in, I just couldn't have it hardly stand it. And I had to get 2 cushions and put them on my back here to pull myself up. And he was just driving along there, not paying no attention.
Yeah.
And I was just all in.
And you were ready to, you
was
sleepy.
I was just all in.
Like it was when you got that bull calf last night. Larry and Lawrence, big man, strong man. Wonder how we're gonna catch him, how we're gonna get him.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't bother me not one bit. Did he, Daddy?
No. He just got him in the nose and got a twist on that head and he couldn't do nothing.
Is that right?
Right up in the corner, he couldn't do nothing. He didn't.
Yeah. Did you take him on up in the
Oh, we got a rope on him.
Got a rope on him?
Horn. That brother of mine, he's as awkward as he can be.
Is that right? As much as he's handled cattle?
Well, he don't handle them like that.
Guy, he does it with feed.
He handles his with feed.
Yeah.
Tucker yearling bull. We caught him last night, helped him load him. And took him over and he's got him tied right in the barn. Now, can't let him run out with his other cattle. See, he don't want to end with
him. Yeah.
It's always one of these things. Just one of these things.
But you all brought all of them that you're going to bring.
Yeah.
You don't have to make another trip to college.
No. This is all got them. 16 head.
Yeah. Well, we better go out there and...
Well, you go here, Gene. I'll clean up the house.
Take it in
there.
Well, I'll go on. Yesterday we started motioning in that truck.
Yeah.
And I rolled the window down. Where's the key at? You know, a fella had a pretty good, clear looking face on him that a man just threw the key out to a new truck like that.
Yeah.
Full of gasoline. I just filled it full of gas.
Yeah. And me wanting to go home.
Yeah, you were 1,000 miles away from home wanting to go home.
Yeah. I thought about that.
I told him after we got started, I said, I'm more of a bad guy.
Well, I said, you know, let me tell you, I would have cranked that up and gone around the block. But I'm afraid to get out on these hills. I'm not used to them. No telling what.
Well,
nobody ever.
Well,
seen.
You just using good judgment when not used to the hills.